Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Start your morning off right with Nashville's dynamic duo, Robbie Stanley.
Just beautiful.
And Joe Rexroad.
Glad we get that started.
This is Robbie and Rexroad.
Yes! Another biscuit?
On 102.5 and 106.3, The Game and the Game Nashville app.
Blink shot, engage.
Happy Monday. Welcome in to another edition of Robbie and Rexroad here on 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rexroad. Nick Keyser here with you on this Monday morning. Hope everybody had a fantastic weekend. We have somewhat proper equipment to use this morning. We found out at the last second.
That's exciting. Two ears. I'll wear headphones today then. Get excited, everybody. I'm wearing headphones.
Get fired up. Rexroad's got headphones on. Rexroad, how we doing? What's going on?
Good. I know that you had Allison's first birthday party yesterday, so that's exciting. We want to hear about that. I will tell you that this morning, today is the first day of school in Williamson County. Nolensville High School. I have two Nolensville High Schoolers, freshman and senior. The freshman, she was up at 5 a.m. as I was about to leave the house on a FaceTime call with 13 other people.
13?
Yes. A 14-person FaceTime call as they all, like, she's, like, listening to music and, like, getting ready for the first day of school. I'm like, dude, it's 5 a.m.
That has got to be the first time in human history that's happened at that time.
I don't know. But just, you know, that's where things could be going.
Yeah.
Young Allison, you got Caroline here, who's not quite 14. 14 people on a FaceTime call for 2 hours getting ready for school.
That is intense.
It is intense, man.
Intense. Yes.
The senior will wake up 5 minutes before school starts.
Yes, yes. Keyser, how are we doing? What's going on?
Doing well, yeah. Had a nice weekend. Got to hang out with a lot of familiar faces, and ready to get the week started.
That's good. Joe, speaking of your children, a lot of positive feedback all weekend to Brennan Rexroad Sports Takes over the weekend as well.
Yeah, for the most part, yeah. Jared, of course, we saw Jared this weekend, and he had some crosswords for Brennan, but you know, that's fine.
Well,
yeah,
he's probably doing okay then.
yeah, exactly. That means you did well. So yeah, people seem to like that. So I say, somebody was like, hey, let's have more of that. I'm like, well, school starts next week, so how about in a year?
Maybe Christmas break, we'll see if
I
can
guess
get it figured out.
That's true.
We'll take your thoughts all show long. 615-737-1025. Our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Corey Curtis from News 2 will be with us at 8 o'clock for his weekly visit. Lots going on. Lots to get into today, both with the Titans and the Vols as well. Heupel continuing to do some recruiting out there. We'll get into that a little bit later in the show as well. We begin with the news of the day yesterday. The Titans have made yet another addition at safety. Quandre Diggs signing a one-year deal for the Titans. We talked about that possibility when Jamal Adams was discussing it a couple of weeks ago in his introductory press conference of, yep, I'm in contact with Diggs. Hopefully we're able to land him. I was like, well, does that mean the Titans are actively pursuing him? And I guess now we know the answer to that question. They are, and Diggs is the newest member of the Tennessee Titans. So not only do you get Jamal Adams, you also get Diggs. What do you make of that move and what the Titans have now done to address the safety position this offseason?
Yeah, it's first of all, I think it's clear. I think it maybe was before, but now, I mean, this is easily the most accomplished secondary in Tennessee Titans history. I would say, I'd just go ahead and just guess that it would be the most accomplished secondary in franchise history. Can't really remember. I mean, I know the Oilers have, you know, had some good players over the years and all that, but not necessarily great players in the secondary that I can recall. I mean, this is, you know, of course, a lot of these guys are past their prime. Diggs is among them. Adams also. But, you know, you're talking about two guys highly decorated, especially, I mean, it wasn't long ago at all that Diggs was a Pro Bowler, you know, 2 years ago.
Yep.
So I think this is the add that now you may alter the starting lineup. You know, I think with Adams, like we've talked about, I think he's going to be a factor in there if he's healthy, and I think he can help them in some ways potentially. But I never really bought him as a starting full-time safety. I do Diggs. I think Diggs now, he's coming right in here. And there's plenty of time, too. You know, this is – you think about the Jonathan Cyprian injury and Kenny Vaccaro signing. I think it was later in camp than this. No, there haven't been any preseason games yet. I think the timing's good for him to probably beat out Elijah Molden. By the way, I think Elijah Molden has looked fine out there. The funny thing also is about most of these guys, again, like yesterday, you're out on the field, the practice field, and Adams, Chidobe Awuzie, and L'Jarius Sneed are all in, you know, street clothes watching, yeah. Right? So that's and two plan. Awuzie has the calf. There's a lot of injury possibilities with these guys. Diggs, though, does not get hurt. Diggs plays every game. He's played every game the last four seasons. So 17, 17, 17, and a 16 before that. So the durability factor with him is very good. Now, he's 31, so sometimes that'll change once you get in the 30s. But I like the signing a lot. I mean, look, if you gave me a choice between the two, I'd take Diggs every time over Adams. But they signed them both.
Yeah.
So bring the Seahawks, half the Seahawks secondary here. It's the amount of talent and potential in this Titans secondary, it's pretty striking how different it is from a year ago.
Well, it's totally revamped, right? I mean, it's a totally revamped secondary, and I like the Diggs move. I mean, we were talking about that move before Adams, right? Like Diggs, I would have been cool with. You know, Simmons obviously was out there too, which you could have gone after. There's, I think, a really, really a lot of potential in this secondary now, and you know, Adams, I think this also allows you to use him probably how they plan to use him the whole time, which is very situationally and, you know, basically it's kind of that box linebacker / safety.
Whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. So, like, I think this frees you up to do that. And, you know, if Molden continues to impress and to play well, then you've got a little bit of depth there too, which, you know, fast forward, you know, rewind us back a month ago and talk about depth at safety, and you wouldn't have thought there was much there. But if Molden continues to play well, and now you have Diggs and Adams along with it, all of a sudden you've built up a little bit of depth in the back end as well. So I like corner. You know, Woozy's not been on the field, but, you know, we've seen him enough to know that he's a good player. Sneed, we know what he is when he's healthy. Obviously, McCreary's been really good. We talked last week about Brownlee and the way he's playing at camp. Like,
very good depth add.
They've got some really good pieces in their secondary, which I think Titans fans should be really excited about.
Yeah, this basically rounds it out to where, like you said, I mean, you now actually have depth and flexibility and different options. It's a really good secondary. I mean, Mike Herndon last night tweeted the Titans have the best secondary in the NFL. And at first I was like, dude, easy. But I will say, like, if most things worked out like best case scenario, they'd probably have a shot at that. You know, I mean, that's like, is Sneed going to be Sneed from last year? Okay, that's a huge thing. Is Awuzie going to be the best Awuzie? Are they going to, you know, participation and how healthy? But there are also options too, because people will get hurt, and now they have an answer and they have a little versatility to move people in different spots if they need to. I mean, Imani Hooker and Roger McCreary, the two holdovers, are really good.
Yeah.
Roger McCreary looks great this camp, by the way. And it's just, you don't lose that in the shuffle. He looks really good out there. So, I don't know. In fact, I guess that'd be an interesting thing to get into a little bit. Like, who are the best secondaries in the NFL? Who comes to mind immediately? I mean, like, there's great players. Obviously, like, Sauce Gardner's a great player on a great defense, you know. But, I don't know. That's an interesting one. I'd like to see a secondary ranking now, including the updated Titans roster, and see where they. But it's not too far from the top, I would say.
No, I think it's got to be pretty close to the top. Chef Ran on YouTube asking, is Adams injured? And also says, don't leave out Matthew Jackson in terms of our depth conversation, too.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I
mean, he's got a lot of picks.
This is a tough – yeah, he's got three picks in camp. And he's a nice – I mean, definitely a nice young player who's pushing. But this is one of those signings where, you know, now a guy like that, yeah, obviously – gets knocked down a peg. And, you know, but as far as Adams, you know, they're making it sound like no, like he's it's just a maintenance thing. Obviously, he's had his own injury history, and he's got the different thing from Snead. But both of them, the way Brian Callahan has described it, that's the plan with them. Whereas, obviously, Awuzie, and this is one great thing about Brian Callahan's talking about injuries. Awuzie has a calf.
Yep.
And Brownlee has a blister on his foot. So he keeps going in and taping it up and stuff like that. It may not sound like much, but,
it's pretty annoying.
To cut out there and everything. Yeah, that's going to affect you. So it appears that this is just a maintenance thing with Adams. I would think that there'd be a pretty good chance of some of those guys being back when we see them again on Wednesday.
And by the way, to that point, Brian Callahan kind of reiterating no timetable with Awuzie getting back out there, and did say, when you're dealing with a calf, as he has personal experience in dealing with their team last year, sometimes you can come back too soon and cause some problems, a la Joe Burrow a year ago.
Yeah,
he could not throw a forward pass here.
Yes, yeah, that's right. So yeah, they'll be very careful with that. And so it's just more opportunity for Brownlee, and now, it'll be really interesting to see. Hey, I don't expect Molden to just fade into the background. And Diggs is up there now. He came in the league in 2015, so that could be another. We may have ourselves another actual competition at a position now with the Titans.
I got a texture that says on the Diggs signing, but can he play right tackle? I don't know. I don't think so.
Jamal Adams, if they're moving to linebacker, why not go one more spot, one more level?
Give it a shot. 615-737-1025, our phone number. Your reaction to the signing of Quandre Diggs by the Tennessee Titans. What do you make of the revamped secondary that Rand Carthon and the Titans have constructed this offseason? Do you think it is the best secondary in the NFL? We'll get your thoughts on all that coming up next. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, the game.
Stay in touch with Quandre Diggs much?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, we talk every day, man. Every day. Obviously, I'm the type, and he knows me. We've known each other for so long, since we were kids, and I'm not going to, push him to come here. Obviously, I would love for him to be here. But, he has to figure out his process, on his own, and he will eventually. I know there's so many teams looking at him, and hopefully we get him.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
That's Jamal Adams a couple weeks ago discussing the signing or the pursuit of Quandre Diggs at that point. Titans make it official yesterday, signing Quandre Diggs. What do you make of the revamped secondary that the Titans have put together this offseason with Diggs and Adams coming in? Obviously a woozy and free agency, the trade of L'Jarius Sneed. How do you think the secondary for the Titans stacks up against the rest of the NFL? Taking your thoughts on that, 615-737-1025. Mr. G on the text line says the 49ers have the best secondary in the league.
His 49ers.
So,
I don't know
about that.
That is a good one for sure. Obviously, they have Charvarius Ward.
They do.
As the star of that unit. If you want to go PFF, rankings from, which I feel like we're really big fans of PFF, from just last month. They have the Niners second. They do have the Jets first.
Okay.
The Sauce Gardner. Michael Carter to DJ Reed. Another one that I should have thought of immediately, like the Ravens, they have them fourth, but
yep,
like with Hamilton and Humphrey, Marcus Williams, Dolphins with Ramsey and Fuller and Poyer. That's their top five. Browns, Denzel Ward, Newsom, Emerson. Titans, according to PFF, 15th. Now, at that point, they had not added Adams, which I don't think would have moved the needle that much, frankly, or Diggs, which would,
yep,
because their point to about the Titans was the highest graded safety on this team last year was Amani Hooker at just 65.0. So, I don't know. Maybe the Titans.
They're per the top five now?
I don't know about
– who knows?
I don't know about top five. But I think maybe that would bump them to the top 10, maybe.
Maybe so.
But, that's the thing, too. It's like, well, first of all, I think like there's no mention of McCreary, and people are sleeping on him. He's going to be good.
He's good.
He's a good player. And look, Brownlee too. The corner group, they have this depth now. That's a good pick. I think Brownlee is perfect for this defense. So we'll see. But I think they're top 10. And yeah, I think we could make a case for them right around the range of top 5, maybe at least like top 7, something like that.
I got a texter that says J-Rob's GM equaled solid offensive line and Cheek's secondary. Ran as GM equals better secondary, but Cheek's offensive line. Balance isn't something they know. Impressive use of the word Cheeks.
Yeah, that's I like the Cheeks, but I don't think that's a good assessment. I mean, the offensive line's issues right now trace back to J-Rob, right? Now, granted, the choice of Dillard was a bad one. And we're going to find out on the choice of Skoronski.
Yep.
I don't think it's going to end up being a bad one. So the offensive line issues have to do with Isaiah Wilson, Dylan Radins. I mean, you know, we'll see. Petit Frere, third-round pick. That's a J-Rob pick. Early on, obviously, getting Conklin, getting even like Dennis Kelly, signing Ben Jones, really good for him. But, yeah, I would not. I'm trying to. Yeah, J-Rob's secondaries, he did sign a lot of guys who were pretty good. I mean, he signed Logan Ryan.
Yep.
And, well, Malcolm Butler was. He did okay. Great drafting of Byard and Hooker.
Yep.
So, actually, everything's wrong about your text. I'm sorry.
No, he had some
your text is completely wrong.
I mean, there's Jonathan Joseph he brought in. And
yes, that is
I mean, you're not going to hit 100%, but, I mean, there were some rough ones in there, too.
Yes.
The drafting of Caleb Farley being among them.
And even like, well, that's right. And even the Adoree Jackson pick, like, it wasn't what you hoped. It wasn't a disaster, but it wasn't good enough.
Matt says, if the Titans have a successful season this year, what do you guys predict will be the main reason? Will it be coaching or the roster changes? Like, my answer on that is always roster. But, I mean the truthful answer is probably a combination of the two. But roster will always, to me, be more important than coaching in the NFL.
Yeah, but if they're successful, I think both are going to end up being pretty good.
But
they're going to coach their butts off to be good this year.
Right.
Right.
But if you ask me the main reason, it would be the roster.
Sure. Yeah, the main reason, I think, for anything in this league is the roster. Coaching is very important, of course. But, yeah, it's always number two for me.
Yep. I mean, the secondary now – It's going to put even more to the test what we've been talking about with the pass rush. You know, if Arden Key's suspension for six games just really hurts them on the other side, and they're not able to generate the type of pass rush that you're looking for. I mean, I guess the good news is you feel good about your ability to cover back there, but we've talked about it. Doesn't really matter how good your secondary is if you can't get after the quarterback. I'm not saying that they're not going to be able to get after the quarterback, because they still do have Jeffrey Simmons and Harold Landry and Devondre Sweat, who we'll talk about here in just a few minutes. But they certainly have loaded up their back end, and we'll see whether or not that can overcome what could be a potential issue with the pass rush.
Yeah.
Maybe Jamal Adams is just going to rush the passer now all the time.
I tell you, when he's on the field, I think as a blitzer he could be pretty effective, and they're definitely going to send some different pressures. Yeah, you'd always pick – I mean, again, this is – it's almost like the coaching talent situation. I mean, it's not like there's a huge gap, but if you had to pick one being great, I'm going to pick roster over coaches.
Yeah.
It's close, but I'm going to pick roster. And if you got to pick one being great, pass rush or pass defense, secondary, I'm picking pass rush every time. You know, you can help average corners be a lot better if you have a great pass rush. The greatest corners on earth are ultimately, you know, like the greatest air on earth is ultimately going to give up plays if there's no pass rush,
yep.
If the quarterback can sit back there and just pat the ball and wait. So, but yeah, I think that the interior potential and then the secondary could make the edge situation less of an issue. And someone asked about Arden Key, by the way, on the text line. I don't know why it hasn't been made official by the league.
Yeah.
And Arden the other day didn't want to talk about it, but like don't get into your head like there's something like he is going it's a real thing. It just hasn't been made official and he's not talking about it. He told people on the team that he'd be missing the first six games a couple weeks ago. So it's a real thing. I don't know exactly why the NFL, the timing on the NFL announcement hasn't happened yet, but don't. If you're asking Austin from Clarksville because you're wondering if there's a chance, there's no chance. It's real.
Yep. Jared from Spring Hill asking, so because nobody wanted to sign Diggs and Adams, we're convinced they're elite because Rand signed them. Titans Nation has lost their minds and needs to stay grounded. This is from Jared from Spring Hill on the text line.
So I don't know what that's a reference to in terms of if people are like getting Super Bowl, you know, hotel rooms. Yeah, the Adams thing, I think we largely threw cold water on it, which, of course, was part of the whole Jeffrey Simmons thing because it was immediate cold water on that, right?
Yes.
I mean, if there were the occasional Titans, they're like, yeah, Jamal Adams. It's like, dude, have you not watched football since 2019? Like, calm down. Now, Diggs, I think it's a good signing. Rappaport, who was here yesterday, reported it's three, and then you got a mill for participation, you got a mill for, you know, other performance incentives. So up to five. He's a good player. He's not a great player. He's 31, but it's a nice ad. It's a good ad. So no, I mean, no one's the elite of the secondary. Jared is Legarius Sneed is one of the top three, four corners in the NFL. Chidobe Awuzie is a really good corner. Roger McCreary is going to be really good this year. And Imani Hooker, I just read the PFF grade, wasn't very good, but Imani Hooker is a good player. With some of them, especially Hooker and Sneed, you know, it's I want to know how many games they're playing this year. But yeah, no, they have a chance. They have a chance to be elite, not because of Diggs and Adams, but those are especially Diggs. It's a nice add. Now they have some depth to go with it too.
Well, and you're hoping not only the depth, but you know, hopefully Diggs has still got, you know, a year or two of really good football left in the tank, right? You know, that Diggs and Hooker, if that's your starting safety duo, can be really formidable out there. And you, if you stay relatively healthy, the proven football of your starters that we've seen from these guys in their NFL career will be pretty darn good. That's a pretty darn high level of play that we've seen from Sneed and Awuzie and McCreary and Diggs and Hooker as a starting, what we would presume to be the starting secondary at that point. So you're feeling, I think, pretty good about that if you're Denard Wilson and Brian Callahan looking at it.
Yeah, it's a nice, really nice-looking secondary. Nathan from Lawrenceburg, are they loading up the back end because the front end is weak? I mean, I think they'd like to load up everything, right?
Yeah.
And they're you know, I still think they need to do something else at edge. So maybe that's next. I don't know. They have the cap space.
They do.
If they need to do that. I think they should. I think they should think about that. But, I mean, every GM wants to get better.
Yeah. Well, to answer the question, I don't know if they looked at it and said, well, we don't feel great about edge, so let's just go sign a safety. I think they looked at safety and said, yeah, we need another safety. Like, I think it's independent of just the edge rushing lack of depth there.
Yeah, Diggs is available.
Right.
We can afford it, and he helps.
615-737-1025, our phone number. A Titan back on the field this weekend at practice. What sort of impact can he make? Also, a rookie out there turning some heads. We'll get into all that coming up next. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game.
Yeah, I've been getting comfortable. That's something that I kind of told teams when they were looking at me during draft process, that like once I get into a rhythm and I really am part of the team and I get a chance to get comfortable and get to know the guys and feel like, you know, this is my home, this is somewhere where I want to be, like my personality changes and I just grow way more into the team and I really believe in the things that we are doing here. I believe in the guys that I've been around. And from the coaching staff all the way down to the trainers to the janitors, like every single person I met here has been top-notch. I'm blessed to be here, and it's amazing.
That's Nicholas Petitfrere. He is back on the practice field. Came back this weekend for a couple of days of practice for the Tennessee Titans and has been cleared, obviously, from the PUP out there on the field. Joe, we've talked a lot about Nicholas Petitfrere in camp so far, particularly for somebody that up until Saturday and not been out on the field in camp. There's obviously, I think, a tremendous amount of pressure from the standpoint of the Titans really need him to be the guy that steps into the right tackle role and is able to handle it and is able to be a solid starter over on the right side. Because if he can't do that, I don't know that there's anybody on the roster that really can, that you feel good about at this point. So there's going to be a lot of eyes on Petitfrere as he kind of enters into these next few weeks here of practice in the preseason, into the preseason games. I have no idea how much he's going to play or not play in the preseason games. You know, we know the starters are going to play some, so I would imagine he'll be out there some, but I'm interested to see what that looks like. But, you know, in terms of just the readiness by week one against Chicago of this offensive line, there's a lot on Bill Callahan and Petit Frere specifically over the next few weeks here to get up to speed. They need him to be good.
Yeah, they do. And I would say a couple days in, I don't know. I don't have, I mean, one play in particular yesterday. You know, Petit Frere, first of all, it's not like it's just all Petit Frere. It's like, you're in, you're the guy. I don't know. You can get into this talking about who's playing with what team and it's supposedly not allowed or whatever. But just say that, you know, I wouldn't say that it's immediately like he comes on the field and it's like, okay, no one else is going to get any reps with the ones.
Right.
But there was one play yesterday where it was Landry, Petit Frere, pass pro rep, and Landry did his, you know, his favorite move, the outside speed move and the duck under. And I thought Petit Frere actually did a really good job of seeing it, reacting to it, and he got his hands kind of on the, you know, on the top of his shoulder pads, just like pushed him down, you know, kind of rerouted him a little bit. I mean, that's a tough move to deal with. So that was a good rep from him. I can't sit here and say that I came away from the weekend with like some really strong feeling either way. I mean, I think he's definitely the best option they have there. And so it's a process and continues this week. And then we'll see Saturday in the first preseason game how much he plays, how much that group plays together. But, yeah, he's a very important guy given the state of everything else.
Would you, if you're Brian Callahan, leave the starting offensive line out a little bit longer than maybe some other starting groups in preseason games, just given the fact that, number one, they've not played very much together, I mean, really at all together when you talk about the starting five there, and number two, like that right side, I think everybody can see it in camp, needs as much work as they can get. Would you consider leaving your starting offensive line out there, knowing that there's an injury risk that comes with that, longer than maybe you normally would if you're Brian Callahan?
Yeah, probably. I'd probably think about giving them more time. Callahan talked yesterday about sort of, you know, it's like he's not sure, you know, and I'm sure we're not going to get like a total breakdown of who's playing how much until the game, but sort of like the ones maybe they get more time in practice this week if they're not playing as much, you know, like in terms of their team periods in practice. But they're definitely – it sounds almost like maybe the second game will be really heavy starters, but I don't know. That's me speculating. But, yes, I would. I mean, right now the right side of the line is Petit Frere and Dylan Radins. I think if they played a game today – I think it'd be Petit Frere at right tackle and Dylan Radins at right guard. Sadiq Charles is banged up. Sadiq Charles has been ahead of Radins. So, but I mean, that spot also is very much unsettled. And it's just, for the most part, when you're seeing penetration in these team periods, it's on that side of the line that it's coming from a lot more than the other side. Latham, not perfect. Sometimes he gets beat, but more times than not, he's winning right now.
Well, and again, like if you had to hand pick which side the pressure was coming from for a right-handed quarterback, you'd probably like it to be on the right side so at least he can, you know, see it and he's able to try to get out of the way or get rid of the ball or whatever it is. But it's still not great if the pressure is coming really, really quickly, more consistently than it should be. That's going to have an adverse effect on your offense. You're either not going to be able to get to some of the stuff you need to get to, or your quarterback's just going to be under duress the whole time.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's great if you can see it, but if it's in your face in 0.3 of a second, then it does.
See it while you're going to the ground.
Right.
Nice
right.
view.
Yeah. So, I would give them extra run together. I feel like they're still. I mean, it's still not the same as an NFL game with a plan and a team scouted. And, you know, the preseason is not that. It's vanilla compared to that. But, yeah, I feel like some of the timing stuff and all that, you would think it would benefit from game conditions to some extent.
On the defensive side, and we're trying to find a clip from Callahan yesterday. We'll see if we can't get that a little bit later in the show. But Tavondre Sweat turning some heads at Titans practice. And, you know, apparently had a rep yesterday where he would have caused a safety, you know, had they been in, you know, full contact. Sweat, as we've talked about here on the show, I mean, the size just is what it is. And whether it's college or the NFL, when you're somebody that's that big and can move that well, you're going to be a problem to deal with. I mean, it just is. It's physics. It is what it is. And apparently he is becoming a pretty big problem for the Titans offensive line up the middle, which is good to see.
Oh, yes. Look, there are times I don't remember who had this video, but I think the tweet said something like he made Cushenberry look like Brewer. You know, of course, last year at times Brewer could get overwhelmed by the really big tackles. He's a huge problem. I mean, Tavondre Sweat, if the camp for him keeps going as I think the Titans hope, and Tracy Rocker last week saying he wants to be great. He wants to, if he's going to do all the things, trim up a little bit, get to the point. I still want to know the snap count for him. What's a comfortable snap count for him in an NFL game? I think he could be one of the early rookie stars in the league. Seriously. He is going to immediately make a difference and be a problem for people. It's just, I mean, his feet are nimble. He's massive. He's got some nice moves. He's got a variety in there. Uses his hands well. He is a problem.
Here's what Titans head coach Brian Callahan had to say yesterday regarding Tavondre Sweat in camp.
How much do you feel Tavondre's presence when you're coaching the offense against him?
A lot. I feel it a lot. He's just so big and so powerful, and he's got real pass rush wiggle for a guy his size. I mean, he can get on the edge and work it. He's got fast hands. And I feel it standing back there. I feel the push. You know, those are two, him and Jeff inside. You feel that. And you watch him in one-on-ones, and he can win one-on-one, which a lot of times those big guys struggle to win one-on-one. But he's got enough quickness to do it. So I feel him in the middle of the defense, and I think that's a really good thing for us as a team. It's not great for me in practice.
So that was Brian Callahan on the sweat front, which, I mean – if you've ever kind of watched offensive line play and paid attention to it, like, you know exactly what he's talking about in terms of being able to just feel it out there. And I can imagine with Sweat, that's the case.
I mean, and you watch Sweat and Simmons together, and seriously, like, Simmons looks like a svelte defensive end. Yeah. It's wild, yeah. You know? I mean,
and we know Simmons is a big dude.
Yeah, and he is. I mean, he's in good shape, but – there's just a difference. And so the combination could be something else. And now you have Landry out there going, I mean, you could see the makings of a good defense. You got a couple holes that just aren't going to be fills. I was thinking about this yesterday, like the 2-year view of this defense, if things go the way they hope, with then if you add a real difference maker to help Landry on the edge, maybe add another linebacker who's and look, Murray too. I mean, Murray is right now looking like a pretty good addition. We'll see when real games happen, but the guy, the cliche that we love, the chip on the shoulder.
Yeah.
He's got one. And he's that's a majorly talented dude. It just hasn't worked out for him. So there's actually a lot to, I mean, right now, I think the overall, like, offense versus defense, I think there's more to be excited about on the defense side of the ball right now for the Titans.
Which, depending on your point of view, that could be good news or bad news.
Sure.
I don't know.
You may not like to hear that, but at least it's true of one side of the ball.
That's right. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. 615-737-1025. Early returns are good on J.C. Latham. We just talked about the Sweat and the problems he's causing. Are the Titans rectifying a big problem that's been in their organization over the last few years? We'll get into that coming up next. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. We are live from our Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Get half off to this family-owned Chicago restaurant right here in Nashville, winners of numerous Best Of awards. This is truly one of the best-kept secrets in Nashville. Staley Chicago Italian Dining brings amazing Italian food to the South, including original Italian beef sandwiches, Vienna Chicago-style hot dogs, and the best Euro South of Chicago. Head to thegamenashville.com/deals to get half off a $20 gift card while supplies last. We're taking your thoughts on the Tennessee Titans. Joe, as we know, the draft has been a big issue for the Titans over the last few years. You brought up Isaiah Wilson and Dylan Raidens. We've discussed Caleb Farley. Treylon Burks in the first round, to this point, has not lived up to where he was drafted. There's been a lot of misses for the Titans with prominent picks in the draft as of late. Does it feel like the tide is starting to turn on that as it relates to the Titans and the draft? We know last year you took Skoronski in the first round, Levis in round two, Spears, who looks to be a pretty big contributor this year, in round three, Wiley. This year, Latham looks like he's going to be a solid player for you at left tackle. We just talked about T'Vondre Sweat, the impact he's having. Last week we talked about Jarvis Brownlee, the impact they're having in camp. Now again, camp and practice is one thing, games is another, so we'll have to wait and see what happens. But does it feel like to you the last 2 years the Titans are on their way to having more impactful players hit for them in the draft?
Yeah, you know, what's interesting is I can still look back at 2022. I'm not closing the door on Robinson's last one either. McCreary, as we've talked about, McCreary's really good. I'm going to keep talking about McCreary because people are sleeping on him. I mean, look, there's still some stories yet to be written or yet to be finished that maybe haven't been started great. Treylon Burks, you know, we'll see. You know, Treylon Burks looks good. By the way, Treylon Burks got banged up to some extent on Saturday and basically just went down really hard and was kind of limping around. And talking with some of the other media, it's like one thing Treylon Burks needs to do, he needs to figure out how to fall better.
Yeah.
So he falls hard. He went down hard on – he went up for a ball, like kind of a 50-50 ball and just landed on his back. I don't know, but – so he got a little bit banged up, was limping around.
Take some of that Taekwondo or whatever Tua did out there to learn how to fall and roll better.
Hey, I mean, you know what? We joke, but learning to fall is very underrated skill. But Burks, Petit Frere. Hey, by the way, Hassan Haskins is, I think, going to make this team. Everybody's forgotten about that guy. Chig, you know, Kyle Phillips, I think he's got to. I mean, I think he's going to be challenged to make this team, but he's also still out there. And you know who else looks good right now? Chance Campbell looks good. I swear to you. I say it every year that you know, he's had a hard time staying healthy. He's had serious injuries. The 2022 draft, Malik Willis, too, is in that. Like, actually –
we'll talk about him later.
Yes. Like, we'll see. There's a lot of them right now. It would be more no, more miss than hit. There's still a chance for some more hits in that one. So that's the – you know, the Robinson, the 20 and 21, just killer drafts. And 22 still is – the problem with that draft is it's always going to be remembered as A.J. Brown trade for Burks. So, like, that's a net negative, right? Of course.
Yep.
But the last two drafts, Skoronski, Levis, Spears, Wiley. Fifth-round pick, Wiley. I mean, right now I think Wiley is tight end 1A or 1B. I mean, it's Chig and Wiley. Wiley, by the way, talks major trash out there. You know, Kaharski asked this question yesterday. You know, Josh and Mason Kinsey, have they earned the right to talk trash? He asked that of Callahan, and Callahan was just like, yeah, you know, like it brings energy. But, man, Wiley going back and forth with the defense, something that's been interesting. You know, Duncan and Dowell at the end of that. This year, again, Sweat right now, early on, looks pretty good. Latham looks very good. Brownlee looks quite good. I like Jaquan Jackson. You know, and actually, you know, Jalen Harrell is getting, and I think some of this is necessity because of where they are at edge, but he's getting some significant reps as well.
Yep.
And, you know, Cedric Gray would like to, you know, like to see more of a push from him right now at linebacker. Of course, that's a spot where you really like that someone drafted there to right now be making more noise. But, yeah, I think right now – both drafts have a chance to look pretty good. Levis is going to define the last one.
Yes, for sure. I mean, when Levis is going to define what the 23 class for the most part looks like. I mean, but the bottom line is, like, they've got to start having way more hits than misses in the draft. I mean, that's how you build championship teams in the NFL. I mean, free agency is important. Clearly, the Titans have just demonstrated that with the offseason they've had. I mean, they've signed a lot of free agents. I think we would all agree that they're a better team than they were when the season ended a year ago, and that's largely because of the free agents that they've signed. So I get all that. You can supplement your roster and you can add to your roster with those guys. But if your foundational pieces aren't coming from the draft, I just don't know that you're going to have a long-term formula to win in the NFL. And they've had way too many misses over the past few years. It's part of why John Robinson's not here anymore. I think it's too early to determine whether or not Rand Carthon is totally turning the tide. I do think there's some really encouraging things about a lot of these guys that have been drafted in the last couple of years. Again, like you said, Levis is going to define a lot of it and what he looks like and how well he plays. But they've got to start having – like they need Latham to be a star. They need Sweat to be really, really good. They need Skoronski to come back and have a great year this year, independent of whatever's going on with Latham. Like, they need Skoronski to be really, really good when you're drafting a guard at number 11. I mean, we joke about the guard all the time, but when you draft a guard there, you need him to be an elite player. So, like, they need some of these guys to really hit that they've drafted the last few years here if they're going to have a long-term formula for being a team that can compete, especially in this division.
Yeah. I mean, you have four starters from the last draft, and right now I think your top two picks are definitely starters here. So that's six starters from the last two drafts, along with guys like Brownlee, Jackson, Gray, you know, who certainly could contribute. That's good. We'll see how it goes. It's just like in 2022, there's still some not great starts that still could be rectified, turned around. You know, it's still obviously very early for this group. Jared from Spring Hill, man, he's having a rough Monday. I know it's Monday morning, Jared. Says, no, the tide isn't turning. Let's hold judgment till midseason. We've taken the fool's gold for truth too many times. Titans are the Lions of the South with less hope now.
The Lions of the South.
The Lions
are going to be loaded,
they're elite.
Man.
Aren't the Lions an amazing team? That's what everybody's telling me.
Yeah.
Everybody's telling me the Lions are going to the Super Bowl.
Cap.
We can only go on the information we have. It's like, I love it. It's like, I guess we could just stop, never talk about anything, and just wait until somebody's career is over and then say, okay, let's judge it now. In real time, I'm telling you, Devondre Sweat's playing really well in camp. He's a difference maker. We'll see. Of course, we don't know what's going to happen in the regular season, but it needs to. Like you said, the point is, these classes have to be really good. And when the Titans got to the one seed in 21, that was largely on the strength of the drafting they had done from 16 to 19.
Florida Titan says it also helps tremendously to have good coaching and schemes to maximize the talent. It's all Vrabel. It's Vrabel's fault.
Is that a shot at Vrabel?
I know that's not what he's
saying. I agree, Florida Titan. Coaching is really important. It's just not as important as talent.
Yeah. Kevin from Union City asking if Daniel Brunskill is still on the team. We can confirm that Daniel Brunskill is, in fact, still on the team.
Yeah, he's still on the team. And, yeah, I mean, I would say at this point I would put him third, you know, based on what I've seen. I think he's third behind Charles and Radins. And, you know, Brunskill, part of a bad offensive line last year, I think he's fine.
Yeah, like he was – I didn't think that he was – certainly not the standout issue on the offensive line last year.
Exactly. So – There's some depth. In some of their spots, there's some depth. Like at guard, they have pretty good depth. At tackle, I don't know. A lot of guys, I just don't know how many guys they'd feel good putting out on a Sunday.
Have the Titans begun to rectify their bad drafting problems the last couple of years under Rand Carthon? We'll take your thoughts on that. 615-737-1025, our phone number. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino.